Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And those words have really, really come true, but we need to free about 1 million at a time. We're still woefully ignorant. So this is on a digital platform, no matter where you're listening to us at. So please share this far and wide. In just a moment, we're going to be joined by Robert Griswold of ReadyMadeResources.com. And for really all your prepping needs, and I mean all, you can go to readymaderesources.com, and we'll have Bob talk a little bit more about what he offers. The one thing I will give a teaser on, though, is he is the only prepper, or should I say prominent prepper, that I know that will actually talk to the average person without charge. And that's a true statement. Anyway, we're brought to you by, in this particular hour as well, too, we are brought to you by a couple of really unique sponsors, Food and Water. And all I got to say is, I've talked about food till I'm blue in the face. They're starving in Sri Lanka for the same reasons we're going to be starving here. And I'm going to do a show on this at a different time. They're starving in Denmark. They're starving all through different parts of Europe now. They're beginning to see massive food shortages, low farmer yield output. It's just unbelievable what's happening, but it's all coming here, folks. The only way that you can avoid it right now is to order as much durable food as you possibly can. And I'll tell you, if I wasn't pretty well prepped, I'd be maxing out my credit card. I'm just saying, this is what Dave Hodges would do. I'm not telling anyone else to do that. But go to preparewithdave.com, preparewithdave.com. They've not raised their prices. They still have a sale in effect. That's all at preparewithdave.com. And if you have food, you better have water, and we have good water filtration. But I am still the lone remaining vendor in the United States. The companies run a few ads, but other than that, I'm the only place you can go to get this quality water filter. The research is at waterwithdave.com, and you'll see how it compares to the competition. It's really good, but they've run out once. They found some in the supply chain. They gave it to me to sell, and they said, Dave, we think that's it. When you're done, we think we're done for a while at least. So take that under advisement, because when the grid goes down, you're going to be scavenging for water. We recommend everyone in your family has water filtration device because of volume. And then finally, last but certainly not least, we have Noble Gold. Now, I have to tell you, I was stubborn to get involved in this. I was just an advertiser. I knew they were a reputable company. My audience loved them. And so we kept on advertising. Then all of a sudden I had an epiphany. I said, I better have them look at what I'm doing. And they actually had offered to do that for me. And I said, okay, all right, let's do that. And they didn't push me. There was no pressure whatsoever. But they said, you're out of balance in 1, 2, and 3. Here's some corrective steps you could take. They can protect your 401k, your IRA. They can do anything. I mean, I like the gold and silver coins because they're going to be usable. There's palladium, platinum programs. There's too many to go into right now. But if you have a nest egg to protect, if you're one of 60% of America that has any kind of a nest egg to protect, you need to call Noble Gold at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. And all the advertising I've done for companies like My Patriot Supply, Lexapur Pro Water Filter, we've been saying, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Well, I'll say this now. What's coming is no longer coming. It's already here. Your time to prep is very limited. Bob, welcome to the show.
Well, Dave, it's good to be here. You know, this thing's called concentric circles. That's a circle, another circle, another circle, another circle. And, you know, when you have intelligence, you have criminal networks, you have trends. It usually comes in concentric circles. It's like when the degenerates in Washington want to change the dynamic of the United States. It always starts on the peripheral and works to the core, you know, core America. And we've seen that with things happening now, where things that were just unbelievably behaviors and things people do are now accepted as norm. It started on the outside, you know, the very outside perimeters of society, and slowly crept its way in to where now what was, once considered, well, for thousands of years has been considered wrong, is now accepted, promoted. And if you hold the historic biblical values on certain things, you are looked at as basically criminal, evil, wicked, racist, bigot. You name the pejorative term, and it's being applied against people like that. But it always started on the fringes and worked its way to the mainstream inner core. You know, when you want to break up a criminal network, they do the same thing. They start on the fringes, you know, the people who might be lightly connected to the criminal network, and they pick those people off, and it's called peeling the onion. You work towards the center, and it's all done to get to the center to find who it is. But if you look at right now the food supply in the United States, do you know, Dave, if you look at the outer ring of that, it would be food banks. You know, food banks are running out of food. And I mean, there are some, more than one, a lot of food banks that have no food. So that's the outer rim of what we see going on in the United States. Sri Lanka is an example, and these other nations are examples. Sub-Saharan Africa has always been the example. But it's getting closer and closer to home. They know they can't go in immediately and just take away everybody's food, because they know they'd have open revolution. So what they do is they slowly push this on people, and it's deliberate. It's not by accident. There are certain acts of God things that you can't control. But overall, this is all deliberate. Supply chain problems, deliberate. Lack of fertilizer, deliberate. You know, I was reading a story where they're pushing electric vehicles now to do farming, and they were saying, well, during like corn harvesting, you know, those vehicles have to run 24/7 because there's only a short window when the sugar content of the corn is right that you can harvest the corn to get optimal value for your corn. If you don't harvest it at the right time, then the value of that corn goes down dramatically, and they say it can be millions of dollars depending on, you know, what happens to the corn if you don't harvest it at the right time. Well, you know, the brilliance up in Washington, D.C. want to push the electric vehicles, and all the people who drink their lattes up in some, you know, expensive coffee bar in Washington think that's the good thing to do. But the farmer who has to go out there and actually run the machinery, the electric machinery, goes, well, how do we charge the electric harvesters and stuff like that in the middle of the field? They have to run 24 hours a day, sometimes nonstop, for a couple weeks on end, just to get the crop in at the right time. How do we do this? And how much wattage will it take to keep these vehicles going? No answers, of course. So that just exacerbates what we see going on right now as this concentric circle moves in towards the regular, you know, working class American. We're having to pinch our budget. Even now we're pinching our budget. Lower income people are having to decide between, you know, gas or food. You know, heat or eat, as you've called it, I think, in the past.
Yes.
Drive or die. So this is all being orchestrated against us. You know, anybody who's been in a combat zone or in a high stress, a police officer, people like that, they have what is called stress-related injury, PTSD, other things. And PTSD can be detrimental. It is a detrimental. It can cause all kinds of health problems. It can lead to suicidal behaviors. It can lead to drug addictions. It can lead to just a disassociation from your friends and associates, withdrawn. My very best friends with law enforcement in Florida, Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Well, he just had a devout Christian male friend. They prayed together, all that. You know, I don't know if it was stress-related, but fell into depression and killed himself. And we see this in the nation today, the escalation, dramatic escalation of suicide, the dramatic escalation of, you know, eating disorders, drug disorders, alcohol disorders. We see it in the breakup of the family. We actually see the increase in suicides, particularly concerning the suicides among children. And this is all done by design. If you get a captor, or if you are a prisoner of war or anything of that nature, and you subject someone to stress, you know, stress, and it can be violent stress or just psychological stress, over, let them relax again, what you eventually do to that person is you break down all their will. They lose the zest for life. They lose interest in their job. They lose interest in their family. They lose interest in their hobbies. it just goes away. And I would say right now, Dave, what we see collectively going on in this nation are the elites bringing stress-related disorder to everyone in this country. And it's manifesting itself. I mean, nobody can say by accident that this gas shortage, fuel shortage, was by accident. We knew what we did. We closed down the pipelines. We refused to drill new oil leases. And then to add insult to injury, we go overseas and buy oil from them. And then to add further insult to injury, we look at it and say, well, Hunter Biden is running a company or involved with a company that's selling our strategic oil reserves to China. That's a national stress because
it's treason.
At the same time.
It's treason, but you're right. It is stressful. And look at what they're doing with the military. Let's not leave them out, too.
No, I want to address it all right now. Look what they're doing to the food industry.
We're only going to be the only nation in the world that would send its troops into combat wearing high-heeled shoes.
Yeah, red ones. And skirts with lipstick on.
I know.
And you think that's hyperbole, but it's not. Again, going back to just the fuel, everybody, every time they go to the pump, they have stress because it is a choice between can I feed my family or can I, you know, fill my tank? And then you go to the grocery store and you realize I have 4 mouths in my family to feed. I have to lower the quality of food. I don't know if you saw Nicole Kidman recently came out and said, you know, let the basically the peasants eat bugs, you know, let them eat it. And so that's another national stress that we're seeing put on the people of this wonderful country. The working people of this country, the people who pay the bulk of taxes, the people who do the dirty jobs nobody wants to do. I was listening to Jordan Peterson the other day, and he was saying the virtues of a man. You know, there are men underground right now in all major cities of this country. They're underground, keeping the electrical networks going, all this stuff, working just to keep their families above, just barely above the water. They're taking on water, and they're unappreciated. And so, again, as we see the food prices escalate, it's designed on purpose, Dave. This is deliberate to create stress in the family, create stress actually in the relationships of the family, obviously to create financial stress on the family. And then on the same time, we send our kids off to school, and it's a national shame right now, but you don't know what your kids are being taught at school. And so when you have two working parents and their kids are in these schools, and the stress of what they're learning or not learning, you know, what they're learning versus what they should be learning, another stress. You add the inflation, which tomorrow, I guess they're saying when they release the figures tomorrow, they're going to be absolutely abhorrent.
No, they're not. And I'll tell you why. They don't count in the CPI gas or food. Like, we don't have to drive to work and we don't have to eat. The inflation,
but they say even when you take that out, they're still going to be high.
Well, the inflation will be double what they say. Right now, it's over 17%.
Absolutely. A triple, maybe. Triple. But, again, another stress. And, you know, I traveled overseas a lot, and a lot of times it wasn't the safest thing I did. And I know what that stress does to you. Panic. Fear. It affects your appetite. It affects your psychological thing. I've seen people in stress-related injury just go into absolute sweating panic attacks. For no reason whatsoever. It's just something. It's being induced by the stress, fear, worry, concern, and it just discombobulates people. Again, as we look at this, and then the political stress in this nation, it's being driven. Red and blue fight versus each other. Do we have racial stress being promoted in this country? Again, another stress. And you start, Dave, you start adding up all these stress points on the American psyche, and it's predictable what we see going on right now. We see eating disorders, drug overdoses, drug dependency, people becoming addicted to drugs, alcohol dependency, suicide, people who are, you know, used to have interest in things losing interest in life. All this we see, perversion, they need something. See, that's where the perversion comes in. They need something that can stimulate them, because the normal things that used to stimulate them, maybe they had a hobby, woodworking or, you know, whatever, they were involved in church, whatever. Those things now, because of repeated stress injury to them, they've lost interest, and they have to have something that just absolutely does, you know, moves them. And so they just go deeper and deeper into the darkness. Not only is this a plan in Washington, D.C., but it's a Luciferian plan to destroy people, to break everybody down, because when they, and I'm saying when, just like Joe Biden said, you know, when the next disease comes, we need more money for it, when they finally implement the Great Reset, and Sri Lanka, as you mentioned, is going to be a great example because they're going to implement it there. That's that concentric circles as it moves into the core. You know, they're taking down the peripherals now. It's already well active in the United States because of the things we mentioned, the food, the fuel, all these, the breakdown of all these components of society that have held us together as a nation, you know, our national morals, the churches in the United States, all these things that have been the glue that held us together. And, you know, that glue has been, you know, disbanded. I used to use super glue a lot when I used to build guitars, and they actually have the stuff that dissolves super glue, and so the thing will come apart. And that's what's being done to our nation. It's the glue that has held us together has had this solvent placed on it, and the glue that held us together, our commonality, our common, you know, culture, a lot of times our common religion, our common language, our common ideals and values has all come apart. And Dave, you're a psychologist, you've been trained in psychology. When you see a nation that is given over to drug addiction, perversion, violence, you know, overeating, suicide, alcoholism, breakdown of the family, breakdown of relationships, what do you think?
Well, this is where we can introduce the concept called learned helplessness. It was a concept that was pioneered by a guy by the name of Seligman. He did an experiment. I'm a dog lover, so you people who are will not like this, but let's not waste the research since it was already
done. I'm a dog lover, Dave.
Here's what he did. He put a dog on an electrical grid, and he shocked it, and the dog showed escapability behavior and jumped off the grid and did what we'd expect any living organism to do, avoid pain. And then he built a barrier around the grid and shocked the dog, and the dog resisted mightily, but then eventually the dog laid down and just passively started taking shocks. In phase three of the experiment, he removed the barrier, clear as day, you could see, and shocked the dog, and the dog had been conditioned that its actions didn't make any difference, and he coined the phrase learned helplessness. We have a nation right now that has been so beat down for so long in so many ways. We're facing a full frontal attack from Biden and his globalist puppet masters, that most of Americans right now, they know what's going on. I think probably 70% of the people in the country right now are at a level of awareness which should spark a revolution, but they're conditioned that their actions don't make any difference.
I can give you a case in point. The January 6th trespassing event on the Capitol versus the absolute insurrection we've seen in Seattle and Portland, where they actually burnt things down, killed people, raped people, all those things that we saw, but nothing. And that, I think, that would be a classic example of it. Americans really, we're not demanding justice for the people on January 6th. Justice would be, you know, punish them for trespassing. Sometimes they were guilty of criminal trespassing. With some of them did do some damage. Very few of them, but some of them did, and those are probably mostly agent provocateurs put in there to incite the violence, which we know that does happen quite frequently anymore. So they're not given any type of bail. They're held without bail under torturous conditions, poor food, psychological trauma, re-education, and you know that they're being forced re-educated sometimes for hours a day, having to go into these re-education things. And I used to read this stuff in the Soviet Union. These people have been, those people will come out of there, and they will be completely changed human beings because of the exact same thing you just mentioned. They repeatedly shock them over and over and over again, and when they're finally, the barrier's taken down, they stay in the confines of what the barrier was because they've been shocked into submission. You know, a statistic is that about over 40% of Americans right now are receiving food assistance from the government. Just think of the psychological trauma that does to a family that knows that they're not making, the breadwinners are not making enough money to feed their family, and they're dependent on a source outside what they can control. That's a stress to the family. Imagine the stress to the family when it used to, when, you know, say 2 years ago when gas was $2 a gallon and steak was probably 100% less. They could go to the grocery store and make ends meet, maybe even barely, but make ends meet. And now the stress on that family when they go and they say, you know, because the price of food has doubled, the price of gas has obviously doubled, you know, we can't do that. That's stress induced on the family. And you know, as they say, Benjamin Franklin causes more divorces than anybody. So, and they know this. They know financial stress puts stress on a relationship, a husband and wife relationship, and it causes divorce. So the, a further agenda is to break the family apart because, again, the family is the God-given nucleus of society, and these Luciferians absolutely hate that. They cannot have, you know, a functioning male, woman, family with children. They have to break that apart, and they financial issues will break that apart so that people look to the state because the state becomes God. And I'm we're doing this, Dave. I think this is more like a public service at times so people can see the stress-related issues in their own family, and we want to give issue ways to deal with them so that you can take the agenda that they have planned for you, step outside that agenda. You know, I've used that scripture a lot lately, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you, and you'll be my sons and daughters. They want you in the, they want you in the madhouse, as Ozzy Osbourne said. They want you on the crazy train because they know where the crazy train goes. It leads to the slaughterhouse. And we see that in so many ways today. You know, talking to veterans, I mean, that man I just mentioned that committed suicide, devout Christian man, committed suicide. Just the stress got to him. And we see this repeating over and over and over, and it's all being designed. That train, that crazy train, has taken us to the Great Reset. Mark my words, you're going to see Sri Lanka come out of this, New Zealand come out of it, all these other countries that now are at the threshold of collapse come out of it with the Great Reset. And as that concentric circle closes more and more on us, you're going to see freedom, liberty, all that taken away from us, if it's allowed to continue. I hope it can be stopped, but as you mentioned, you know, with the dog thing, or even with the person, I remember the experiment where they actually, you know, had a person in one room and another person in another room, and they were going to administer electric shocks.
Oh yeah, the Milgram experiment.
Okay. Yeah, and eventually,
Bob, that's worth mentioning here. And let me tell you why. Knowing it, the research has shown that knowing about this phenomena we call groupthink can actually help limit it if people understand the principle. And so, what you're basically talking about, and I'm going to take a second here and just describe this. A guy named Stanley Milgram, who actually got fired for this experiment, and then he was hired by another Ivy League school. He invited people to participate in what they called use of punishment and memory exercise, but that was a deception. And deception is perfectly ethical in research as long as you're not bringing harm. So what they do is they'd bring the subject in, and they had all different kinds of backgrounds, and they'd sit him in front of this control board. The control board was fake, but he didn't know it. And it had voltages listed, and it had the severity of the voltage. There's a point when you know you should administer this voltage on an increasing basis because you could kill the person. And so he thought maybe less than 1% of the people would comply. Now, they had a guy who was an English teacher pretend to be the experiment lead, and all he did was wear a white coat and carry a clipboard. And the only thing he was allowed to say was, you must continue or we'll have to discontinue the experiment. No other coercion was used. And so what they did is they would ask someone a question, and they would have a plant in another room, but they could hear each other through a communication device. And he'd say, complete this phrase, and he would read dog, cat, horse, and then the person would purposely give a wrong answer, and he'd say, incorrect, 10 volts. And then for each successive wrong answer, the person would be shocked more severely. Now, here's what's interesting. About 80% of the people issued the initial shock. Less than 20% refused. But it was really interesting because Milgram began to film this on the final day because he thought no one would believe his research. and because the numbers were so staggering, he found that based on the order of a perceived authority figure with no physical coercion, two-thirds of the subject's participants from all different backgrounds, both genders, different socioeconomic stratas, two-thirds of the people would have administered a fatal shock. And this is called groupthink. And also, we comply to authority. But they also did follow-up experiments with this, and they found that when people understood the principle of groupthink, they were less likely to engage in it by about a third. So that's why I wanted to bring this out on this show, because people just hearing about this will think, well, I don't have to be the Nazi camp guard. I could find a way out. I could run away. I could do this. I could do that. And they understand how they're trapped. So this is, we have a nation that's involved in groupthink. That's a lot of the Democrats and a lot of the rhinos. And then we have a nation that has been debilitated because of the stress model. And stress will break your health down. It'll destroy your mental health, as you've already talked about. Stress is the number one killer in America. Everything else is a symptom to the
cancers,
stress.
Cancers, heart disease, all of it comes from
exactly,
stress.
Exactly,
you know,
right.
I remember listening to that test and watching that video, Dave, and I remember the subject who was being shocked, you know, he wasn't really being shocked, he was faking it, but the person who was administering the shock didn't know it. He would sit there and go, oh, like that.
He was,
you know,
begging like, for mercy, begging.
Begging, yeah. You know, and the guy would like, I'm just following orders, I'm sorry, I'm going to shock you. You know, and it just goes to show you, again, the authority figure, and we see this authoritarian figure today. You must wear your mask. I mean, do you know, I was reading San Diego Police Department was fired a third of their people because they wouldn't get a vaccination and during a crime wave, and we're just following orders. I mean, it won't happen here. We're just gassing Jews because we're following orders. It won't happen here. Dave, it is happening here. I mean, I was watching the thing. We love killing babies. Did you see these people?
Yeah.
We love killing babies, and they were taking but dolls and ripping them apart. I mean, it is happening here, and that's not isolated. This is an insanity that has come across the nation, and stress-related illness can cause, I mean, mental illness. And when I see, you know, when I see the gender dysphoria in this country, I realize it has been a repeated stress-related induced psychosis on people. Some of them are now even trying to come out of it, and they realize that there were no restrictions whatsoever. They went into this, and they were mutilated, and now they're like, what did I do to myself? They've come out of the stress, but the damage has been done. And so, you know, we face civil war in this country. Obviously, we face a red-blue war in this country. We're facing, you know, a new pandemic, the new pandemic, Ninja. You've seen that, Ninja. You don't even see it, Ninja.
Bob, I'm going to stop right there because there is no new pandemic. This is all BS.
I know.
What they're doing is if you look at the life insurance mortality reports and what they're paying out, I was reading this last night. In fact, Epoch Times actually covered this too, that one company paid out 3 years ago before the pandemic $555 million in death benefits in a year. This year, it's $1.3 million. This is vaccine injury and death from spike proteins, and they're using these fake variants to cover it up.
Yeah, of course. That's what I'm saying. You know, Ninja, you don't even see it. And then, you know, we have the promise of a new pandemic. We cannot let the stress go down. That's how these people are looking at it. That's why World War III is being pushed on the people, because it's stress. I can be nuked. New York City actually runs a PSA, public service announcement, what to do if there's a nuclear war. Dave, I mean, I remember the 60s. I remember as a little kid thinking, you know, is it just going to blow up and end the world? I remember that fear. Get under your desk real quick, you know, all of that. And what it did to children, you know, that their lives may be snuffed out in a second because of, you know, the threat of nuclear war. Well, we're doing the exact same thing to the American population right now. We're pushing, Putin, which is not a good guy, so I'm not his apologist, but we're pushing Putin and the Russian people into a corner, and we hear all this verbiage coming out of Russia, we're going to nuke you, we're going to nuke you, we're going to nuke you. They want those that verbiage being done because, you know, all the news medias are playing it, all the liberal communist news medias are playing this, and again, further to induce stress on the American people. New York City prepares people for the big one with a nuclear attack PSA. And you know what I noticed about this, Dave? They tell people what to do, but they don't tell people how to be self-reliant. They don't get inside real fast. Well, okay. Whatever good that's going to do. I'm just reading this from the article. Don't stay in your car. Shut all your doors and windows. Like, I guess people really need to be told this.
Do you think jackasses actually believe? Well, yeah, they do. Okay.
Get in your basement. Stay tuned for the latest information. Dave, if one thing we've proven, the latest information is all a lie. It's all a lie. I mean, you look at the groupthink of what COVID did to the United States. I mean, you know, people actually thought walking one way down a grocery store aisle would save their life. You know, if somebody came the other way, people would absolutely come unglued. So I'm going down the aisle. They have these big aisles. Remember the big arrows going down the aisles? You had to go that way. Somebody coming down the other way. You saw people come unglued. They were mentally unstable.
Oh, my God. I was in
the mask. How many mentally unstable people did you see in the mask? And so this all this nuclear stuff, which might happen, I think it probably will happen eventually, but it's all done to destabilize the psyche of this country. Now, we've gone into this a lot. So, again, I want to address this. Stay tuned for the latest information. You know what's not there, Dave? Acquire a radiation meter so that you can inform your neighborhood. You know, help your neighborhood out. Listen to us. It's big government. Listen to us. Don't get potassium iodate. They don't even mention potassium iodate. You know, when it's available, it's relatively cheap. Have it in your household. It prevents thyroid damage, thyroid absorption of radiation. You know, if there is a nuclear war, especially for younger people who need the thyroid medicine, potassium iodate more than older people would want it. Everybody should have it, but I mean, particularly the young, because they have a lot more life ahead of them and the possibility of developing cancer over the next 60 years versus the next 10. If I'm 80 or 70 and I die in 10 years, you know, that's one thing. But if I'm 10, I've got 60 years ahead of me. I want the potassium iodate for them. But they don't tell you that. They don't tell you, you know, get a radiation meter. They don't tell you, you know, procedures of go looking, you know, knowing your hardened structure. We've gotten rid of the civil defense program in this country. They just tell you to stay tuned for the latest information. And by that day, I mean, just think of this, nuclear weapons going off. And here I am on the radio. Get inside and listen to us. That's their plan.
You know, at least Putin, when they thought it was coming, would practice relocating people inside mountain shelters where they have a realistic chance, if they could get there in time. That's the real key. If you're attacked by a nuclear submarine, you got probably 3 minutes. But if you have intercontinental, you might have 25.
Yeah.
If you're attacked by space,
no one knows.
But, Bob, the bottom line is, with all this, is that people are conditioned to believe BS, and I'm quoting George Carlin now. And it's true. We have been lied to for so long that the old saying, you know, tell a big enough lie long enough that it'll become believable. Well, this is where we're at in America for over half our population right now. What we should be doing right now, and people say there's no political answer to a spiritual problem. Well, there are political barriers you can put up. And this is why the thinking that you can't do anything because this is a war between good and evil, that's a fallacy. You can do things on a physical plane. I'll give you an example. If right now 90% of America says that we're on the wrong path, okay, that means that the Democrats are out. Forget cheating. I don't think they can cheat to a 90% level. So if people would do the following. One, vote out all but a very few of Republicans who are running for re-election because they could have stopped all this and they chose not to. Rand Paul, I would definitely re-elect. Chip Roy from Texas, same thing. But there's not 15 or 20 that are worthy of re-election. So you unelect in the primary all of the incumbent rhinos, because we know what we got with the Democrats. And yes, you're not guaranteed you're going to do any better, but you can't do any worse, and you probably will do better. Liz Cheney is an example of this strategy. That's one. Number two, what people need to be doing right now, this could happen now. We can't take four more months of Biden. And so what should happen, short of physical action, is right now everyone, if you had 100 million Americans today, contact both of their senators and their reps and say, if Biden and Kamala Harris and Buttigieg and all these criminals who have broken so many laws and don't follow the Constitution, if they're not out of office by the end of this month, your political career is over. Watch how fast the heads would roll. You'd think you're watching the French Revolution nonviolent style. But that's all we'd have to do is mobilize people along these lines, and you could put a lot of obstacles in their way. And we're not doing a damn thing.
And I want to explain it. It does boil down to a spiritual issue, but I agree with you. I'll explain that in just a second. But even now we see that the Biden administration has directed 600 federal agencies to figure out how to increase voter representation in the election. Let's translate out of Orwellian double speech here. Basically, what are we going to do to force people to vote for us? And what are we going to do to cheat, coerce people to vote for us? I mean, that's what it's about. And you know, the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, they can't get any of the details on what they're coming up with, any of their plans, any of it. It's all, you know, on the hush and hush. It's all being done. News media's not reporting on it. I can only imagine if Donald Trump was doing this right now. It would be treason. I mean, they would literally be calling for his physical lynching. They would be calling for that, which they're pretty much calling for right now anyhow. But, you know, I think, Dave, we've given a pretty good representation of what's going on collectively in our nation, collectively as individuals, collectively in our families in this country. We are in late-stage stress-related injury. And all the signs of stress-related injury are being manifested in our country, and the people that are inducing the stress, just like a torturer, just like a tormentor, never lets the stress up. He might give you a little respite, only to come back and do it again, and then he gives you a little respite, and he does it again, and you know they actually get into it. I mean, if you read the nature of serial killers, I mean Ted Bundy, people like that, they actually really not only get into the fact they kill people, but they get into the pleading, the begging, the groveling, all that they do with the victims, pleading for their life, pleading for normalcy. The serial killer gets into it. So I would really say that spirit that's in serial killers really is pretty much the prevalent spirit in Washington, D.C. They love to have us come grovel before them, beg them, plead with them, just like we're pleading, you know, open the pipelines up, you know, stop the war in Russia, let's get the trade going again, you know, let's all this, the disease that's caused, you know, the COVID has caused all the shipping interruptions where the supply chain has broken down, and now on top of it, the railroad workers might go on strike in a few days so that the rails would stop. July 18th, I guess they're talking about going on strike and not do it. I mean, it's just, again, more stress on more stress. That would be delivering coal. That would be delivering oil, gasoline, all goes by rail. Food, you know, all that goes by rail. So, again, if that happens, again, it's getting more stress-related injury. But going back to what you said, ultimately, this is a spiritual issue. You know, we as a nation have forsaken the Lord God Almighty. We have flaunted our wickedness in his eyes. We have called what is right wrong and what is wrong right. We have induced a national psychosis on people to where they actually think now that what has been historically for 6,000 years, and it doesn't matter what culture, what land, what time you came from, what was historically recognized as evil for 6,000 years is now being promoted, and more people are accepting it, just like gender fluidity, gender-related dysphoria has gone up 5,000% in the last 10 years. I mean, that's been done on purpose. So ultimately, I would say, Dave, the fault lies largely on America's pastors because they've gone along with it. They've abdicated their responsibility to be the moral guardians of the country. And in many cases, we see pastors doing the exact same behaviors, the hanky-panky we've seen going on, you know, in the churches, the financial corruption, the sexual corruption going on in the churches. I mean, it's affected them as well. So there's no one out there calling for the moral high ground, the moral norms of what societies have been run by thousands of years. That's gone. We see pastors out there money groveling just to do it. And so that benchmark has been destroyed in this nation. A pastor comes out, you know, a pastor like John MacArthur comes out and starts talking about biblical morality. I mean, and he's absolutely eviscerated in every way you can be. And Jesus said this would happen, but, you know, they beware when the world loves you. But these pastors want to be loved. And they tell lies because they want to be loved. So ultimately, that's the goal. That's the first step right there. And so if you want to get out of this crazy train, if you want to get off the crazy train, you're going to have to really go back to your spiritual roots, the Bible, and find people that really do preach God's word that make you uncomfortable. You know, I'm not going to go back to the church again because he spoke against something I hold dear. Well, that's the guy I want. You know, Dave, when I used to do judo, I always wanted to fight people better than me. Not in the ring. I wanted to win in the ring. But in the dojo, I wanted to fight the best guys. You know why? Because I got beat a lot. And you know why? When getting beat, you know what you learn? How you got beat. You learn, okay, I'd never seen anybody do that before. And he got me down in a submission hole, and I tapped out. I wanted to fight those guys. You know, if you go to the dojo where you got 9 million trophies in the window, and you go to the, and you know, everybody beats everybody. I mean, no, you go there and you can beat everybody. You never learn anything. You never learn the toughness of what real battle does. You never learn if you don't put yourself in the morally dangerous situations, you never learn to be strong. You never learn to be courageous. When you stand before God and you hear his word and that infuses power into you and you stand up and say, no, I'm not going to take that anymore. I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. It's not right. And that's what this nation needs right now. And that's the first step to getting off the crazy train, is to do that, to stand up and to say, you know, God gave his law. He gave his dictates to how this nation's controlled. You people are reprobate, you're evil, you're Luciferian, and we're not going to listen to you anymore. I mean, good grief. I saw Hunter Biden on a video with a hooker. He didn't even know how much crack cocaine he had on the scale. Oh, 2.07 grams. It was 20.7. He didn't even see the decimal point. And you could hear some hooker in the background. This is the president's son, for goodness sake. But this is normal now. This is a total thing of stress-related illness, you know, nationally, because we've lost any morality that we had. We look at that and realize, what are they calling? Excuse the expression. What are they call? What does he call Joe, his father? Peter. I mean, that's what he calls his father. And you know what? Crickets. Nothing. It shows a nation in late stage depravity and ready to collapse is what it shows. That the grossest of perversion, an adult male who has the nickname of a child molester. And nobody does anything. News media don't say anything. Churches don't say anything. Obviously, the churches can't say anything. They're not going to go and say, well, you know what Joe Biden's being called by his own son? Nothing. So it's the reflection of a nation that's ready to catastrophically end. So if you want to get off this crazy train, because the nation might end or it might not end, that's God's providence. But I know one thing. We go like it is right now. It is going to fall into totalitarianism. Do you want to be on that? You know, when my enemy's coming at me, I'm going to try to exfil. I want to try to get away, especially if he's more powerful than me. I want to try to go in the opposite direction and get away from him. Hide, get away. I don't want that coming down on me, so I'm going to hide. But at the same time, I also want to be bold and courageous. And that's what America's completely lost. We've lost all aspects of that. We watch the most grossest perversions, grossest crime, all of it. Crickets. So that's the first step. You. I'm not talking about the nation right now. I'm talking about you. Get back in your Bible. Read your Bible. Read what God says. Don't listen to your pastor if he's not talking what God says. Get out of that place. Second, you know, we need to gird up the loins of our mind with truth. This is where history comes in, and I know, I think Dave, wasn't it one of your majors or second, history? But
undergrad major. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I mean, knowing history, why do you think they're not teaching the revolution anymore in school? Why do you not? I mean,
they don't want to give you the prescription, Bob. That's why.
Yeah. So I mean, we need to re-educate ourselves. I love reading. My dad infected me with that love. Okay. Just reading. People don't even know what the Bill of Rights are in this country anymore. If you ask the average person on the street, they can't tell you what the Bill of Rights are.
Yeah, obviously. They think abortion's in the first 10 amendments.
Yeah. So they don't know what the Bill of Rights are. They don't know historically. I mean, when I watch Jerry Nadler say, are you really recommending people take up arms against the troops? I would think, Jerry, do you celebrate 4th of July? I'd love to have asked him that question. What are we celebrating when we celebrate the 4th of July? Average citizens who took up arms against troops? The established government? Is that what you're saying you shouldn't have done? Of course they don't want you to know this. So, again, building up, first, this is the spiritual thing, you know, getting right with God. And this is something that's going to take, again, extricating yourself from the system of this world. If you're in their food, you know, the box food industry, you got to get out of there. You got to start eating what God made food to be. If you're in the medical thing and you're just taking 100 pills a day, you need to really realize that God made medicines of the earth. If your kids are being educated by perverts, you need to really do something about that and find another way. So that's the spiritual part of it. And then re-educating your children. I mean, I loved educating my children, teaching them the Bill of Rights. I mean, you know, when I built a big addition to my house and I had my son out there and teaching him how to build. You know, I have a ceramic shop. We just taught them all these skills, gardening. And I love teaching my children that. It was like I'm passing on something that's far more valuable than any inheritance and money I could ever give them. Because if they have this knowledge, if they have this wisdom and understanding of knowledge, and they can dictate their terms, especially in this society when everybody's dumber than a box of rocks. You know, they can go and they can command their job. They can command a price because you're smarter than everybody else, and really, it's not hard to be smarter than everybody else anymore. And I don't mean to sound elitist, but what the public schools are producing right now is absolutely atrocious. They're producing absolutely idiots, and I see more and more articles to this effect. I saw one the other day. Are we producing a nation of idiots? That's the article, and it was a mainstream news media article. And you know, when you have some school systems in this country right now, what is it? 1% graduate, something like that. I mean, there's kids and, you know, they just can't, they have to push them up to the next grade, but they can't read, write, do math, anything. So again, getting back and educating our children, educating ourselves to the real truth of what has been historic truths that have built nations, built civilizations. We need to re-educate ourselves. And that means turning that TV thing off and then start reading again. You know, John MacArthur recommended a book recently called The Intellectuals. It's a very scholarly book, and it talked about all the intellectuals of who have formed our society. And you read them, and they all had degenerate lives. And all this modern thought, it's like it came from the degenerates. You look at Karl Marx. I mean, a total degenerate in every way, a mooch, a parasite, in every way. But, you know, you see like Che Guevara, a homophobic, murdering, God-hating, I mean, and yet we see kids walking around with Che Guevara shirts on. They have no clue who Che Guevara is and what he represented. It's just cool to wear it. It's like Idiocracy, the movie, you know? I got Brando, it's what plants crave. And so re-educating ourselves. So spiritual, re-educating, and then Dave, there is coming a moment of justice in this country where our economy is going to collapse. This whole thing is going to come tumbling down because it's all built on a deck of cards, and somebody's going to pull that one out, and the financial system's going to come crashing down. The moral system has been corrupted, and the infrastructure of the United States has been destroyed. Our finances have been destroyed. I cannot emphasize enough, Dave, prepping, because you will eat. I'm going to say that you will eat. If you have to put dirt in your mouth to eat, people will eat dirt. I mean, you don't think you'll do it, but historically you will. You'll eat grass, leaves, anything to fill that gnawing hunger in your stomach. And this is why prepping is such a pejorative. Oh, you're a prepper? It's a pejorative term that they've done because they don't want you prepping. At the same time, I know for sure that the government's buying up freeze-dried food, major brands, buying it up, storing it, building bunkers. All this that they do, they call it under COG, continuity of government, but they're using your tax dollars to store up food, water, guns. I mean, IRS, what, $700,000 of ammo recently? I mean, it's all being stored up. And that's the lesson that we need to learn, is that we need to be at this point, and every spare dollar we have, even if you need to collectively do it as a family, and it might not be fancy food, but, you know, but start setting aside money for extra food. If you go into the grocery store, buy an extra can. If you call Dave, buy something from him. I think they have good, you know, small packages you can buy. But if you, that's why you, when you said it's not just a spiritual issue, you know, it's a spiritual problem. It is, but it works its way down into our physical reality.
Yeah, you have to meet the enemy where they're at.
Yeah, you know, how did God judge a nation? Was it a spiritual issue why he judged the nation? Absolutely, but how did he do it? Famine, pestilence, invasion, destruction of the finance of the country. So it's a spiritual problem. It only has a spiritual answer, but it's going to be manifested in ignorant, dependent people. And that's what we see. That's what the stress is all about, to make you ignorant and dependent. And I hope I kind of hope I am stepping on some toes, Dave. I don't say that in a mean way, like I get any thrill on, but I hope it wakes people up to see the systems by which they are using to corral you into the death camp, the Great Reset.
They think they can avoid it. It reminds me of the movie Network, when Howard Beale was saying, you people think you can just hide under your kitchen and the problem will pass you over and you won't cause any problems. You promise to be good. They're not going to leave you alone.
No.
And Ernie Hancock, my good friend at Freedom's Phoenix, likes to say this. There are two kinds of people. Those who want to be left alone and those who won't leave them alone. And we are being ruled by people who will never leave us alone.
Precisely. And so you can start doing those three things. Those historic ways that you can, first of all, fall under divine protection. Psalm 91, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, that's the key, getting into that secret place of the Most High. Two, start re-educating yourselves out of this system of this insanity. You know, if I mutilate myself, I can change my sex. I mean, and that's just one thing. That's one of some of the most egregious ones. But I can take pills and make myself healthy. No, you can't. And you're not healthy for a reason. You need to address that. And look at your diet. And then the thing is to realize this system is a Luciferian system. You cannot point to one system in the whole history of mankind, 6,000 years, one empire that has done what we're doing and has survived. There's not one. Even when they repented in Nineveh, it only lasted a short period of time, and then they did fall. And Nineveh today has been a destroyed city. And so get ready for what's coming. And with that, Dave, I do want to mention that we do have I'm going to make a quick little sales thing here. We do have specials right now on our night vision. We have free upgrades if you buy one unit. If you call, we can explain to you. But if you buy one unit, we're going to upgrade you to the next higher unit. It's a $300 savings on your part. So if somebody calls and mentions the Hodges program, you'll get a free upgrade on your night vision if you decide to buy one. And we can explain that to you when you call, because I think we're running down out of time.
Go ahead, take your time with this.
Okay. Again, it's part of the prepping. As I tell people all the time, that, you know, what is coming to this nation is going to be no less than catastrophic. We have sown so many bad oats, and they are coming to as I hate to say it, they're coming home to roost. And we are going to face some very, very difficult times in this nation. The outcome of it, you know, it can go a couple different ways. If this is just another cycle of history, who do you want winning? Karl Marx or George Washington? Now, who do you want to win? Because what those two men represent, one of them is going to win. You know, freedom-loving people are going to win. They're going to educate themselves and know how to govern a country with justice and morality. Or the perverts are going to win. And, you know, we see them with his 600 government agencies. We see them already trying to scurry under the darkness like rats under the darkness trying to scurry so they can steal another election, or at least mitigate the damages of what they experience come November. And so those are the things we have, and I just want to leave people with that. You got to prepare. I'm just telling you, it's going to meet the spiritual problems that we face in this nation, and they're catastrophic, because 99% of churches in this country are dead churches. The pastors will selectively preach what they want you to hear. You know, God's glory is mentioned 400 times in the Bible, Dave. God's love is mentioned, I think, five. And yet, what do you hear? Disappropriately. God loves you. He wants to have a great plan for your life. Oh, my gosh. He wants to give you everything. But we've absolutely thrown out the holiness of God.
I know.
And that's going to bring the whirlwind to us. And so
I can't argue that.
Yeah,
Bob, tell
it's
people
manifest
how they can,
itself in the...
Bob, we're out of time, so tell people how they can contact you.
They can call me at 800-627-3809. Like I said, we have specials on night vision right now. We do offer financing on the night vision, so that if you can't do it, you know, for $100 and some a month, you can get a pair of night vision. I mean, you can get it, and just... I'm telling you, you're going to need to see at night.
I know.
You're going
and
to
Bob,
need to be able
gonna,
to communicate.
They're going
to
turn the lights off on me here if I don't close. But
okay.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you back here on the next edition of the Common Sense Show. Thanks, Bob.
God bless.